The next ensemble to perform is the Los Cuates Middle School Honor Band.
Good morning, Los Cuates Honor Band. This is Neil Nelson, retired director of bands at Sherryland. Looking forward to hearing your performance today, and I hope our comments help in your our comments help in your preparation for UIL. I'm not sure exactly when you go. I'm assuming around the 1st of April. Good luck. Hold on for a second.
Would you hold off for a second?
I don't know where he went. Al. Nice start, good. Tone. And again, I like the sound of the band's making. I want more of the low brass parts. More direction on the long notes. Push. Too much flute. Back that flute thing down. More of that horn, alto sound there. And I need a little bit more of the upbeat. Yeah, the long notes are a little bit stagnant. Da 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 dee, da 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 da. Little more direction on the long notes. Do 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 do. More drive on the 16ths. And there should be a little more crescendo there. The balance is pretty good. Da e da da. Not trumpets. You have to match the articulation at the woodwinds. And at least where I'm sitting, I need more of the second trumpet part. And again, those low brass parts are getting lost. You guys are doing a pretty good job on the technique, but again, there's no direction to the ends of cadences. It needs to be more push from the bottom up to the top. Dee, 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 dee. I keep saying it. I'm not hearing any of the lows. More second trumpet. And how long are we going to make that? One and one. Yeah, well, right now one of the things that bothers me is the worst of those long notes. They have no direction to the release. Come on, low brass. That needs to be twice that big. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, come on, low brass. That's got to come out, low brass. Tuba, that needs to be pedal to the metal. And there should be a crescendo, 112 into 113, to the end of that cadence. D, 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 D. Again, I keep talking about it. I hear the low brass line a little bit, the counter line. It just needs to be bigger. And the tuba part needs to come out. And that da, 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 the upbeats, they're getting lost. again. Yeah, nice chord at the end. There just needs to be a little more direction on all the half note things. I want that to be pushed into the release. Push. And then boom, ba ba dum, boom, boom, boom. Nice sound at the end. But again, at least for me, I want more of that low brass line pretty much throughout. I might suggest, I don't go to contest over here, but you're going to have to get the low brass sounds up, whether you change their dynamic, which may be a problem. I don't think it should be. But more lows and those little upbeat figures and the second parts just always get heard. You hear them, let's say 75% of the time. I talked all the way through about long notes. There has to be more direction to a release. Right now, those long notes that are tied just don't have any direction. Push. All the way to the release. If anything, there's going to be just a little bit of a crescendo into that, and you'll get a much more musical performance. I think you guys are doing a good job with the dynamic. Oh, excuse me, with the technique. We just need to refine. A little bit more of the mallet percussion. Dum. Yeah, right now I'm losing the vibe part over the piano. It's just not quite balanced. I would bring the horn part up. Oh, excuse me, I'm looking at the wrong spot. The clarinet lines, etc., etc. Yeah, horns, that needs to come out quite a bit. Again, dee-da-dee, dee-da-da-da-da-da, new phrase. And that should just meld into that next phrase. I want to hear that horn line. I think horn and lead clarinets. Same thing here. There's just so many opportunities to make more music. It's the crescendo and the decrescendo. Just build it up and then build it out of the way. But it has to come from the lows. I hear it, but then that dee da da again, euphonium part. Dot dot is not the melody. The interplay with dee dee dot dot with the mallets has to happen. I'm just thinking there's so much more you could do with those inner lines. More second trumpet. Tone, tone, tone. Ha, ha, ha. And then D, da, 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 in the lows. Walk that descending line down. Again, horns. D, 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 D. Not hearing it. I like the dynamic contrast. But again, the stuff underneath just isn't big enough on this, where I'm sitting. Okay, lows. See, the trumpets almost sound wrong, and it's because the low brass underneath isn't supporting. At least where I'm sitting. And that dot, 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 dot. That's like priority three for me. I want to hear that trombone, euphonium, horn line all through this section. And then we get to that next section. It's the same thing. The rhythm figure's like priority three. Okay, again, vibe part needs more there. a lot of piano. It's a nice sound. That's pretty good. I think if you just push a little harder and then bring out that horn line more, baritone line, it's pretty. It just needs to be more of it. See, all the lines, you take me up almost there and then it kind of drops, and I just want to feel this move and move and move. So as we're layering voices, it's getting progressively a little bigger. So when you get to dee da 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 da, that's where it should be, and we never got to that point. Same thing here. Dee ba. Come on, little brass. That's your moment. Euphonium, your moment. And then there at the end. Jing. There are so many spots in here where I think your sounds could just be... and again, it's the middles and the lows. Horns, trombones, euphonium, those parts. And for me, again, it's building to the you know, the climax points. So you get there, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, here it's just this glorious sound at 164. And it's got to come from the low brass. Dee, bum, bum, bum. So you hear all of that. It's going in the right direction, but we need to move more to cadence points and build more to cadence points. Just continue to let things grow. I talked all the nauseam about the low brass. I think the part's being played, and you make some really nice sounds. But they're not consistent throughout the ensemble yet. They will be, but they're not there yet. I talk a lot about musical priorities, melody, counter melody, and rhythms. And it has to be in that order if you're playing dee da 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 da. That's priority three. Everything has to be underneath that. Okay, here we go. D, 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 D. Bump, bump. See, again, it could be. Bottom. Do the change every time. And that dissonance between that G and the A natural needs to happen. Again, if there's any way you could do four-bar phrases. Again, I keep talking about building. It's just not... Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-da-da-dee-da. Push those sixteenths into the half note. One and a two. Dee-da. Okay, you're starting to shape. I think you could do more with it. Again, second trumpets more. Dee da da dee, a little more shape. I would bring up the trombones in bigger, euphonium in bigger, tuba a lot bigger. Bup bup ha, bup bup ha. And then that ba da 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 dee da 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 dee. Bring that up just a little bit, especially in the clarinets, not the altos, clarinets. And then shape that one end, or excuse me, one and two and three end. All the way out. And again, da 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 da. I keep talking about going to the end of the phrase. I think these sounds are a little bit short. Yeah, that da. I know it's a breath accent with a tunado mark. I think I'd make those just a little bit longer. Da, da, dee, dee, da. Da, da, dee, dee, da. Build, build, build more. da da dee da da dee da da crescendo e, and then have the ba da 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 shape exactly the way you want the trumpets to, and the flutes to da da dee da 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 da, especially beats 1 and 2, dee da da, the ascending lines, bring out those ascending lines. Build. It's the right idea. Now, dot, dot, more, do. A little more space. And a little, again, I keep talking about, bum, 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 bum. That has to drive down. Take those two noodle marks, put them together, and drive it all the way through. Do. So you, and then when you're building, it's the same thing. You build from the bottom to the top. You know, the overall sound of the band, you're making quality sounds for the most part. For me, it's a musical issue. I don't have any magic formulas on how to fix the balance today. I don't know, at least for me, I just, the horn lines, the trombone baritone tuba lines have just got to come out. And then I think I already talked about the priorities, but let me talk about them again just to be sure. Melody, counter melody, and rhythm. Know where those are. But I have to have all those chord structures underneath those counter melody or counter and melodic lines. And right now I'm not always hearing that. Like in the low brass, there's all kinds of intervals where you have a dissonant interval, and then it changes, and then all of a sudden you've got intervals of a fourth, and you've got, and then you've got a dissonant interval, like right next door. All of that stuff has to come out, so you hear a definitive difference between the dissonance and the chord structure. So continue to work on the details, ladies and gentlemen. I think you're really going in the right direction. I hope my comments help. Good luck.